The next award, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce yet another legend, and you all love him, you all know him. Come on, Kinky. The one and only Johnny Kincaid. He wants to present award to a friend of his that's one of the great wrestlers of the 60s on the opposition circuits, and he will tell you all about it. Come on, John. Johnny Kincaid.
You okay, love?
Yeah.
You okay, love?
Yeah, I am now.
Good.
No. No, I'm not going to fall, Anyway.
Don't be doing that.
This guy I'm going to give an award to. Or the reunion he's going to get an award to. Right. Is a chap I've met when I was working on the fairgrounds. I was boxing on the fairgrounds. And this funny fella decided to teach me to wrestle. I won't hurt you, he said. No, he didn't. But I've never been thrown for the air so many bloody times in such a short period. You know? Lovely guy. The first time I actually worked in a hall, he came round my house and he said, "We're short one wrestler, you're coming in." I said, "I don't think so." He says, "You are." So I did. You see, I was on with him. And again, my arse never touched a bloody canvas so many times. I was up and down like a blue arse, fly. Right, yeah. Okay. Anyway, this guy, Johnny Monks, he's now, was known in then, as Johnny Hurley. So John, come on, boy. I don't know whether to love or hate this guy. Love him because he brought me into the game that gave me a good living and took me around the world a few times. I hate him, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have two new hips and a bloody new knee. All right, John?
You have a funny turn.
Pleasure giving you that.
Thank you ever so much. Jay, thank you.
I would just like to say, I'm sorry to anyone who's ever worked with this man. It was my fault. Thank you, John.
So it was your fault, then, was it?
Johnny Hurley, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, the indomitable Johnny Kincaid.